Now, Muslims are being massacred in many countries, and mum is the word from the so-called international community. From India to Myanmar and from Sri Lanka to the Central African Republic, we're witnessing an increase in the number of Muslims being killed. Here's a closer look at that.
Security forces are deployed in India's northern state of Assam amid hate crimes against Muslims in the region. Tens of Muslims have been killed in Assam in recent days, among them women and children. Police have blamed the attacks on tribal militants known as Bodo tribesmen.
They made everyone stand on the riverside and shot at them. There were around 30 to 40 people. The attackers held guns in their hands and their faces were covered in black fabric. I somehow managed to escape with my child, but they shot dead three people in front of my eyes, though many others have died too.
India is the latest country around the world where Muslims have become the target of hate killings. In Myanmar, another Asian country, Muslims have long been persecuted by Buddhist extremists. Large numbers of them have been killed at the hands of the Buddhists just under the nose of security forces who are said to just turn a blind eye to the misery of the religious minority. Buddhist extremists are also committing atrocities against Muslims in Sri Lanka. Muslims are the second largest religious group in the country, making up nearly 10% of the Asian country's population. Sri Lanka's Muslim lawmakers have called on the country's president to protect the religious minority against Buddhist extremists. These images show Muslims fleeing violence in the capital of the Central African Republic for safety in the north. Their persecutors, Christian militias, begin looting their homes and belongings left behind. The militias are accused of genocide against Muslims in the Central African Republic. The International Criminal Court at The Hague has said it's opened an investigation into the killings. But many would call this too little too late, as such inquiries will not end the atrocities on the ground. As violence rages on in those countries, the international bodies stand accused of failing to make any tangible measures to stop attacks against Muslims. The UN Security Council, which is in charge of global peace and security and the only world body capable of issuing binding resolutions, has only issued non-binding statements and at best taken feeble moves towards ending Muslims' misery. We must do more. We can do
more. Well, to speak about this further, we're being joined by Imam Muhammad Ali Elahi. He's a director of the Islamic House of Wisdom, and he joins us via Skype from Michigan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, looking at the persecution of Muslims around the world, do you think it's a series of unrelated events, or do you think there's a bigger agenda here?
Well, there is no doubt about existence of Islamophobia. We know about this disease, a very, very dangerous disease that exists. Ignorance about Islam, ignorance about Muslims, and also the greed of big powers regarding the wealth that exists in the Islamic world and the oil in the Middle East and Muslim countries. Part of it is political, of course, and the victims are the Muslims who suffer from this psychological and physical terrorism everywhere. But part of it, of course, is internal, the existence of ignorance and poverty, division and hypocrisy, injustice, a lack of democracy in many areas of the Muslim world is also part of the problem. So it is not only the non-Muslims and the arrogant powers that exercising this oppression and injustice against the Muslims, but also inside the Muslim world and Arab world, you see the war that the Muslims are killing Muslims, and the ignorance and the hypocrisy, that part of it is political and part of it is religious. That disease also is very, very dangerous, and that is internal, that innocent men, women, and children, day and night, they are dying because of that. And it seems that the only way to get out of this mess is for Muslims to return to the true teachings of Islam, the teachings of rationality and justice and understanding and Muslim awareness. This is the solution for ending this psychological aggression and physical aggression against the Muslims.
It's Indeed, Imam Ilahi, let me just jump in there. We're quickly running out of time. Do you think, though, that looking at the situation as it stands today, the Muslims have been provided the opportunity to do so? Or we're also seeing this, as you've just pointed out, some aggressive powers capitalizing on some of the issues that are bringing about Islamophobia within Muslim countries and rest of the world as well?
Obviously, is both internal and external, and there is no doubt that the external power are abusing this weakness that exists among the Muslim world and some of the government and some of the extremist religious leaders and political leaders that, as a matter of fact, they are putting more fuel in this anti-Islamic fire. So more Muslims are victims of this this hate and extremism and this injustice that is both external and internal. And the only solution is more awareness and unity among the Muslim, understanding, vision, wisdom, and to return to the Quran, to return to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, the ones who brought rationality and understanding and peace and civilization and science to this world. That is the only solution that we can put an end to this mess that is bothering everybody.
Indeed. Okay, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. That was Imam Muhammad Ali Ilahi, the director of the Islamic House of Wisdom, joining us from Michigan. Imam Ilahi, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.